Hey, Gary, what are we playing this week? Hey, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, keep your voice down.
Oh, sorry.
We're in ancient Japan.
Ooh.
Yeah. Look at this. Look at all these woodcuts.
We went through another time tunnel. Ooh, is that the Enigma of Amagara Fault?
Yeah. And there's these cool waves.
Yeah.
But the reason why I brought you here is because I was trying to figure out what we're going to do next. And have I ever... do you know my samurai?
Your personal samurai? Are you their daimyo?
Well, it's complicated. Yes, I was. This is Carl.
Hi, Carl.
But he's a ronin now. He's dishonored me.
Okay. But you still keep him around just to...
Well, I keep him around for the next couple of minutes because he feels a lot of shame. And he's going to disembowel himself.
Oh, man, and Carl.
I figure you'd want to see it.
No, what about me thinks that I want to... What?
We were always talking about your digestive issues, and I thought that maybe you'd want to see, you know, what's going on in there.
So you're so, this is very misguided, Gary, I have to say. This is a...
You love science?
I do, but...
Yeah. What is life without honor?
A shadow not worth living, but...
Yeah, see, if online message boards have taught me anything, is that honor is the most important thing for internet pedants and shitheads.
Okay.
But Carl, he knows what he did, and I wanted to, so he's going to disembowel himself, and then after this, we can go get some sushi or something. It'll be nice.
Oh,
it doesn't have to.
I don't
be.
Know that or I'm going to want to eat after seeing a man, Carl.
Get some squid ink spaghetti after we watch him disembowel himself, and it'll be.
Well, no, that would be the worst thing to eat. Come on.
I would just like well. Just wait until you see it.
I mean, I don't want to...
You're being very close-minded right now,
Gary. Gary, I'm not gonna undermine your authority, but this isn't something I want to see.
Or I will, I don't know, push you through the time tunnel.
Okay. And back home to a place where I don't have to see this?
You'll see it.
Okay, well, cool.
You'll see it back home.
Sign me up. I'm going to yes and this shit. Let's do it. give me the worst description you can give.
Okay, well, you can go back in the time tunnel. I will just do this and narrate it.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to be, just sipping on some beer.
Okay. All right, Carl. They don't tell you in the movies that they do that. All right, let's dig through. Hold on. Something in here. All right. Now, can you hold this for a second?
I'm through the time tunnel, man.
I was talking to a servant. Okay, and here it is. It is Zombie Nation. In his stomach. Here, let me, I'm going to plant this in under a tree. So for Cole to find in hundreds of years.
Okay, you're going to be able to hear me through the time tunnel.
Okay.
Fuck!
Got away from me.
yeah, it kind of spiraled.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be quite go where it went.
As labyrinthine as it was.
Yeah.
No, I always say labyrinthine, like a labyrinthine. There we go.
Yeah. don't beat yourself up about it. Mm. I'm Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
This is Abject Suffering, where we play the games you want us to play.
Why?
This to us. Why is Meldak of America
yes
doing this to us?
The dark spelled with a C seed. Yes, spreading across the land and animating the Statue of Liberty because we just saw Ghostbusters 2.
And Bobby before Meldak.
Yep, and Bobby Brown told us to you gotta take control. No, this is Illusory Wall, our friend from Bonfireside Chat. Hi, Illusory.
Good call.
Yeah.
This is Zombie Nation, in case we haven't said that yet. Cole, tell us a little bit about the plot.
So, yeah, this is one of those games that begins with the scroll that has way too many movements. This is the malediction prophecy, right? So, a meteor lands in Nevada. This is the dark seed of Balthier, and spreading his radiation, he turns the population of America into its zombie thralls, thus animating the Statue of Liberty. And the only thing that can stop Maldrak is the samurai sword Shura, which could only be animated and controlled by some samurai guy, I guess. And
not a samurai, specifically a samurai's head.
A samurai's head that looks like a riffraff Dr. Sparkle. Mr. Sparkle.
Oh, yeah. Or like...
I'm not referring to the Krontendo guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess he's not very nice.
He seems like a perfectly fine gentleman.
He looks like a current Belushi. Like either Belushi's. It's like if you melded both Belushi's.
Either Jim or John's corpse.
Like both of them. Like you took whatever one is alive and just slam jammed them into like.
Is it Schrodinger's Belushi?
Yeah, you just cold stone creameried him into one entity.
You put the shit in the shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And you get the protagonist of Zombie Nation, a floating samurai head like the size of several Zeppelins.
Mm hmm.
Like this is a real weird game.
This is fucking crazy.
Yeah,
Gary. Gary, is it metal?
So, it's something metal. Like I don't know, man. Like if it wasn't a samurai head,
mm-hmm.
Yes. The fact that it's a disembodied samurai head specifically makes it something special.
But there are mitigating factors, right? Like the samurai-ness only goes so far, especially when your weapon is shooting infinitely regenerating eyes from your cavities and also spitting out your tongue.
Yeah, and yes, you have like a ridiculous healing factor in this game. And I love that actually plays into the game too. Like mm-hmm. you can shoot out your eyes because they heal because all of you heals. Like this mm-hmm. has the same health system as like Call of Duty. Like once you start getting the health alarm, if you stop taking damage, your health will regenerate.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen that in a shooter.
Neither have I.
That's really cool.
Like, it was so unexpected as to be completely baffling to me until I write a fact for it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is pretty metal. It feels like not a strong enough word. Like, if you look at the cover mm-hmm. of the game, it's just metal. Like, these cool claymation zombies, a giant head in the background. It's like, okay, that's metal.
Yeah.
But when you actually play the game, and the fact that, you're doing like rampage levels of damage too.
Oh, I mean, like this specifically is like citing rampage as a reference too.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. So in this game, you play a gigantic samurai head, shooting out eyeballs and tongues, to fight this invasion of the United States, brought on by this meteor.
This is like some kind of weird precursor to Ninja Blade, which I hope we one day play for Bonfireside Chat as like this crazy, quick time event Ninja Gaiden developed by From.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very much the same thing. Like in that game, there is a zombie helicopter, which I can only assume these things are.
I just seemed like we were fighting like regular technology. Like there are no zombies in this other than the fact that your head is disembodied. Like you never fight a zombie. Like you just fight planes and shit.
Yeah. Well, one can only assume that they are parts of the hive mind of Melmac, the Tengu.
Well, that's the developer Meldak, which I love that developer. That sounds like, you know, it's always reminded of Minoku from Mr. Show. Like all hail Minoku. Has made like so few games. Like they're only around for like a couple of years. And just
ooh,
a couple
the
games.
King of Rally. I hope this is a racing game. What?
Paris. Yeah, it's a racing game.
Yeah. Okay,
Paris cool. to Moscow to Beijing. I bet you it's not as bonkers as this though. Like the mm-hmm. rest of their games are like volleyball games. And then they did this. It makes no sense.
Wait a minute. Meldak also produced albums for Jennifer Love Hewitt, noted busty woman from Medium. That's funny.
Huh.
Yeah. And from Garfield the movie?
That's really surprising, too.
Oh, man. I used to have such a crush on her.
Oh, and Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me Google image search her real quick and refresh my memory as to who Jennifer Love Hewitt. Was she in, like, Party of Five or something?
Something
she was
like
in
that?
Some show. She
was in Party of Five. There we go.
Yep. Yeah.
And she was also in Boy Meets World.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you weren't a Topanga man?
No.
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 I just liked her because she sounded like a Pokemon. I know, I was too old to be having crushes on Topanga at that time, but like if I think of myself as that age, like I would have been a Topanga man because it would have been like being a Togepi man.
Oh man, I'd like to break in her shell.
Man, can you imagine Topanga fucking that from Sheldon from US Acres? Oh yeah.
Oh, Gary, have you been? What do you know about the things I've been doing after hours? No, she wasn't on Medium. She was in Ghost Whisperer.
There we go.
Yep.
So you destroy buildings and go to your right and fight things.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get very far in this game because the like laser barriers.
Yeah,
they come up and take all of your health really quickly.
Yeah, that just kind of make the large portions of the screen impassable.
You power up in this game by regular people who are not infected fall off of buildings and you presumably eat them.
Yeah, you devour them for their innocence.
Yeah. Yeah. That innocence must be divested. Like it is not acceptable to the samurai.
Yes, all must rot.
Yeah. And it's very, very strange and very, very hard. But it's a horizontally scrolling shooter.
Yeah.
The Konami code works in it.
Hmm.
And refills your life, even though it is not a Konami game. So I don't know why that is.
Huh. Yeah. And like, so when I say this references Rampage, not just because of the civilians that you can devour to take their virtue and use it to harvest your or use it to power your infernal machinations, but because of the fact that like at least in level one, you're in this city and you're attacking these buildings in order to try and like, you know, progress past them, and you're fighting the military.
Yeah. So yeah, it definitely feels like Rampage. Anybody who's listening to this who doesn't know this game, I recommend reading the Hardcore Gaming 101 article on it, because it shed some light and has some amazing screenshots from later in the game, like past where you're likely to get, of fighting like the Medusa-headed Statue of Liberty and tiny little like super strong like running men and stuff. Like it, you know, very, and you end up in space, there's an alien. It's very strange.
Yeah. It's inaccurate to say I didn't know what to expect when I came into this, because when there's one of these kind of generically named NES titles, really you can flip a coin and say this is either going to be a side-scrolling shooter or this is going to be a platformer, right?
Yeah.
Or some kind of beat-em-up version of a platformer, right? Like, normally we lean more towards the latter, and that's why I kind of expected this. Oh, Zombie Nation, you're going to be fighting a bunch of, you know, it's going to be like Castlevania or whatever, but, you know, just with a Night of the Living Dead kind of theme. I was so gobsmacked by what this put in front of me that I was endeared to it immediately.
I this was an instant redemption for me.
Yeah.
Like, this is instantly, like, yep, this is really fucking weird, and I'm really glad this exists.
Yep.
Like, I'm very happy this is a thing.
And like, I didn't beat any of the levels. Like, I found it to just be a little bit too difficult because of those aforementioned laser walls. And also, like, just the projectiles have a very unpredictable path, which I think is a big problem in this kind of game.
And you have the biggest hitbox of, like, any shooter ever. Yeah. Like, you're just a gigantic head that's bigger than any enemies you fight.
Yeah, and you get the sense that you're only so big because some artist didn't want to cave on the amount of detail that you could put on it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of frustrating. But there are four stages, and you're not, like, locked to go through them in sequence, so you can just dip in and dip out.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that adds some, you know, some kind of...
novelty, at least, like in this crazy novelty game.
Finally some novelty. The enemy list for this game is really great.
Ooh.
Outlaw, a man riding a horse. Like, how come I didn't get to that? Like, that's in the second level, the American Southwest.
Yep,
but like, you fight cowboys in this. that's great.
You didn't see cowboys versus aliens versus samurai ghosts
versus samurai head.
Yeah.
Well, in the Japanese version, it's a mask.
Yes, yeah, so it's like a Tengu mask.
Yeah, which somehow makes it more acceptable. I mean, I'm not saying that sarcastically. Like, I don't know why it makes it more acceptable, but it seems to.
That's so weird, because they took it from being just something that we have no cultural point of reference for, like, oh, these demon masks, and okay, cool, to something that is gross and off-putting, which is a zombie head that spits out of its eyes and tongue.
Just something nobody has a cultural reference for.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be a cultural thing, and now it is like a human, like a species thing. Like, there's just no cultural reference to this at all. Mm. So, Cole, if you haven't, I kind of want to do it on air because it's really amazing. You should pull up a YouTube for the ending of this game.
Okay.
Because it's 100% must see. And so you can't, if you have music, it won't come through, but can you listen to the music?
Let me take a look here and let's give this a shot.
Because the music is part of it. You have to hear the music. It's really special. Like, the ending of this game is one of my favorite NES endings I've ever seen.
I love the sheer number of these YouTube videos that begin with the Illusory Forest music from Super Mario RPG. Wait, is that a gray alien?
Yep. Okay.
Okay, that's the White House.
Check that out. Wait for it to get funky. Check that out, dude.
You see by the dawn's funky light?
It's like the best Star Spangled Banner that's ever been.
That's three congratulations scrolling across the screen like Terminator font.
It's huge. It makes you like, it feels so good. And then just like for a second, like Meldak. Like, they knew what they were doing, man.
Oh, they're the Twin Towers. Oh, yep. Boy.
It's a little tour of the United States. Like, this is all the stuff you saved, apparently.
This is a bunch of postcards. Meldak.
It's the best. Oh,
there's a kid like doing like a toy plane with his dog.
Yeah,
oh, Gary.
The most chaotic thing I've ever seen.
But it keeps saying Meldak. Oh, and there's just a Shinto shrine, like a Shinto arch. Why not?
Yeah. It's really good. People who are listening to this really need to do that.
And then credits. Wow. Huh.
I really want everyone to know that.
I'm just baffled as to why it ends with the Shinto arch.
Because you've gone back home.
I suppose, yeah, but... Huh.
You're finally home.
Yeah, just here to rest.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Heads deserve rest. I suppose.
You know, eventually. Down that old dusty trail, just a roll in, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's how heads move if they're not floating.
Yeah, thumb rolls.
If a head doesn't have a mission, it just rolls. Otherwise,
yeah,
it floats.
Yeah, well, that's why you die, is because you no longer have a purpose.
Mm, yeah.
So if your head has a purpose still.
It's like Charles Schultz, man.
Yeah.
Retires from the Peanuts and dies the next day.
Yeah, that's
tragedy.
What happens.
Yeah.
Yep. It is only a matter of time for Mitch Hurwitz.
Did he retire?
No, but he hasn't made anything in a while.
Oh, okay. Well, no, he's working on season 5, which is probably going to be disappointing. So.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot that they were doing season 5, which is a bummer.
His character in Community is really fun, though.
I believe it. I got distracted thinking about Mitch Hurwitz.
And just how much you're worried about him. Like, do you need to take a break to give him a call?
Oh, buddy. Mitchy, old man.
Oh, Mitchy, what's up? You want to go get some brewskis, fireball shots?
There's a Game Center CX episode about this game, too.
Okay. I could see that being very entertaining. Like, I don't know. This doesn't seem like a feat of endurance like a lot of the games he does are.
It's just hard.
Yeah.
So, like, and he's just fun to watch. But, like, it is, it's probably not the hardest thing he's ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an invincibility code that involves you resetting the game 77 times and then doing a thing.
Because of numerology? What?
I don't know. It sounds like a prank, but I've seen it in a couple different places. So,
Yeah, that definitely does seem like an Urban Legend of Zelda. Like, you know, buy 43 remedies and use it on the fish.
To get back in
Coral Town. Huh.
Yeah. But.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So, like, I just. Outside of the city, I think the city is the highlight of this. There is the American Southwest that has kind of that there's the mountains, there's also the industrial military place, and then the cave. But you stop kind of blowing up buildings and rescuing falling people from them, to you go from that to just kind of these abstract places, but there are still falling people. So I think they had that initial level and were like, what other situation could we do, and then just didn't care.
Yeah. It definitely puts its best foot forward.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and it is a remarkably limited amount of, like, that's a very small foot.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important. You know, it's an important foot, but it's small.
Yeah.
One of the things I found on GameFAQs about this is in the message board, somebody says, I claim this board in the name of Tainted Nexus. Okay. And that's not his name. It's a thing. And I put when you put Tainted Nexus into Google, you just get several different message GameFAQs thing boards that have been claimed in the name Tainted Nexus. So, like, if you know how we talk about people doing drug deals and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this definitely seems like something's up.
Oh, yeah. This is like some Semper Games level shit.
Like, this is some Room Escape shit. Like, finding the which games are claimed in the name of Tainted Nexus will lead to the next clue.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is some kind of, like, weird little substitution cipher.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, we have to, whatever those games have in common, like, their developer is the one that has the secret to, you know, Nick Cage's treasure or whatever the plot is.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute. So, the top three results, let's see if we can draw some kind of extrapolation. So, we have Zombie Nation.
Yep.
We have Atmosphere, the Gatekeeper. Oh, Gary, Atmosphere.
That's a VHS board game, which, like, check the man. Well, I almost don't want to hit my hand.
Bernie,
when you're
cast
in Portland,
on that?
I should find a VHS board game and we should do it for the show.
Oh, shit. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I've got the recorder, man. Like, we can make this happen.
We can do that, or we can do I have Dragon Strike, which is the game that the Dungeon Mister comes from.
Oh, yeah.
I could get the group together and we could do Dragon Strike and do a special live.
I would be so down for that. Like, let's
Let's try to do that, because you're coming out on Thursday, right?
Oh yeah.
It's not like so we have some time that we're not doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll check in with my gang.
Yeah.
And see, but that would be very fun.
Mm-hmm. No, that'd be great. Let's do that. Yeah. And then there's Dungeon Master Nexus, which is just a Saturn.
Yeah.
It must said Shattern. Huh.
Yeah.
I can see no. Territory of the Tainted Nexus. What is this? Captain Commando on the CPS Charger? What?
There's also a game called Drug Wars on the platform DVD player.
I thought Drug Wars awesome. Was only a TI-83 thing.
I would think so. I think this is the first Tainted Nexus thing, because this is T-Bone, who's a different person from the other person who's doing it, said, I'm a proud lieutenant of the Tainted Nexus.
This is like some team, like Team Fortress Classic or CS 6.0 level clan mischief, I think.
Yeah.
Like, they're going around. This is internet tagging is what it is.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're internet hoodlums.
Oh, and there's also a Google Books for the cultural politics of sugar, Caribbean slavery. So cool, I guess.
Oh, maybe those guys are just way into that.
You know, right? Just like the Van Buren boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't blame them. What do you want done with your head?
If it can be used for science to benefit people after I'm gone, cool. Otherwise, I want them to throw me in a creek where nature can reclaim me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad.
How about you?
I mean, I don't have a funny answer. My stock answer is that Gary doesn't live here anymore, so do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, so if anybody out there who's listening wants to, like, fuck my skull once I die, like, I won't be there to stop you.
Yeah.
And there's literally, I can't care about that, because it is impossible to care about that.
You know, it's one of those things. You want it to be utilitarian when you're not in control, and you want it to be deontological when you're in control, right?
Yeah.
So if you're in control of it, you're going to adhere to whatever arbitrary code you have vis-a-vis what is done,
did
when,
you say
what
the
done with your body.
Arbitrary crow?
Yeah, the arbitrary crow.
You have to be beholden to the arbitrary crow?
Caw, caw, it is what it is. Caw,
caw, caw, so it goes.
The arbitrary code. Oh man, is he pals with the Victorian Moray?
Yeah.
Pip, pip, cheerio. I do believe that this woman needs to be in a corset.
It's the philosophy pals.
No. But if you just, like, for me, I just want it to be utilitarian. I don't want to be a bother. I don't want my, like, desiccated, useless husk to be a bother to somebody. So just throw me in a creek. Like, you know, like Frank Reynolds has a point. Just put me in the garbage. It's fine.
I more like, I don't want anyone to smell me.
Yeah.
Like, when I die, like, I don't need that. Like, but again, like, I'm not there. So I that's where I've been with this. But I previously I've thought a lot about, like, okay, well, like, what if I know I'm going to die, I should go dig my own grave and then just stand over it until I die.
No, but who's going to fill the grave? And you just do it in a creek or a swiftly moving brook, and then it's just going to, like, wash you away. Like, nobody has to deal with you. There's no mess. It's fine.
Yeah, it's Somebody might end up like drinking me then, though. Like that's
but you're drinking everybody. Like every yeah. drop of water you drink contains an atom from every person who's ever died. Of
cocaine. Yeah.
Yep.
I've heard that statistic.
Yeah, every sourdough you drink has Hitler's brain in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I said drink on sourdough.
I know, I like it though. Yeah. I need to get some kind of like dirt filled backpack for when I fall face first into my future grave.
Oh no! What you need is like to cross an airbag with a parachute. Except instead of packing a parachute in there, you pack a bunch of dirt in, and the explosion from the airbag, once you fall over dead, it's tied to like a Herbie thing. It explodes the dirt and lays down a fine, even coating.
Yeah, yeah, and then just like a little like and then. Well, I'll plant seeds in there so the seeds grow to be my name, so it serves as a headstone for my loved ones, which I don't care about.
Yeah.
But it'll make it easier for them because they don't have to buy a gravestone.
Yeah. Like just throw me in the garbage and use the money you otherwise would have used to like go get drunk or like throw a party at my name. That's totally cool. Yeah. Like I want
to pay off some student loans. Like do whatever you want. Like
all that's gonna be passed. Well no, just have some fun. Like don't sacrifice yourself because I'm fucking dead, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
Right. Like, so like what happened, I'm not going to say like a Walt Disney me or whatever. I'm not like Hank Williams. Just like, it's not Hank Williams. It's a baseball player who had Williams, who had his head frozen. Like, whatever. Fuck it. Like I'm super intrigued by that. I've always been intrigued by sky burial, but also the idea of reducing your body to that inert oil that you can just pour down the drain.
Yeah. Yeah. Where you can literally flush. Yeah. People down, you know, flush people away.
Yeah, I mean, and death as in life.
Yeah, I like that guy. I like the when you can get pulverized and turned to fertilizer for a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most beautiful death solution. It's like instead of graveyards, we have forests.
Yep.
And then, yeah, that's really beautiful.
Yeah. Protected forest, so you can't be turned into a hustler.
No, I want to be turned into low-income housing. Like, because when you talk about the head freezing thing, like if I thought that would work,
mm-hmm.
like I mean, I've talked about this before, like I don't want to die.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like I would do things to not die.
Yeah.
Like if there was a vampire who was just like, hey, Gary, do you want my dark gift? And I'd be like, fuck yeah. Man. You know, so I would do it. Like I'd take the dark gift because I don't want to die.
Huh.
And I'm probably would do the singularity, even though like I recognize that there's a good chance that the singularity would just be like endless torture and screaming.
Yeah.
For eternities I can't imagine.
I don't know, man. Like, I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Like, I don't want to die in pain or whatever, but like, I just kind of want to go to sleep. I can't imagine a life without rest.
It's really hard for me to imagine not wanting to like experience things.
I suppose, but
that's the hard part for me. It's like, I do like the idea of rest, but I also just really like experiencing things.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure. But like, I don't know, just like the longer something's around, the more time it has to go fucking wrong.
Oh yeah. And like you definitely like would go crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, no matter what, whatever like living forever situation I was in, I would slip in and out of madness eventually. Yeah,
you know, and just like life is nothing but a series of injustices and, you know, indignities we have to face, which is, you know, just work and work and work until cancer ultimately takes you. Right.
But if I had the dark gift, I don't think I would have to work.
Well, yeah, then you can just wander the rails and experience the real America. But like,
yeah, that totally. Like, I would do that. I would, you know, I would. It would be hard because I couldn't get close to people because they would die sooner than me. But like, you know, you could just do, you know, like feed on cattle when you're bored. Like, I've always wanted to drink blood directly from a cow.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just maybe it's just fiction. But like, Tuck Everlasting kind of really like just kind of swerved me off that trail.
I don't know Tuck Everlasting.
And it's just like a sad like sixth grader's book about the tragedy of immortality.
It's one of those books that sounds like it's going to be like a poetic, like a metaphorical title, but isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to Lady Hawk or Jonathan Livingston Seagull, which I was like, oh, that's a catchy name.
No, it's just super preachy.
I found out what it actually is. Oh, it's like, oh, he's a seagull.
He's a seagull with morals.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm not judging your views on whether or not to accept the dark gift.
Like, the dark gift comes.
I mean, a day of reckoning is gonna come, but yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't know, just like once the divine spark that has been endowed upon me has left this vessel, hopefully it can be used for a net positive as opposed to being a burden on those who are closest to me.
Yeah,
like that's the way that I look at it.
Yeah. And I would be such a force for my loved ones if I had the dark gift. Like, it'd be very easy for me to drop off, like, blood packets and drifters to all the people who I love.
Well, no, they would have to pay tribute to you, or else you would come back and just lay ruin upon the house in order to restart it.
Yeah, as my undead thralls, they would understand what they needed to do to push off Ragnarok.
Yeah, man, just that, like, the whole Butterfield clan is just a bunch of Renfields. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's like, oh, just like a degenerate house.
Yeah.
That's just like this gross
fucking house of Usher.
But the thing about the dark gift is if that happened, then ultimately I just wait it out.
I suppose.
Like, I'd be like, this sucks. Let's go start over.
But eternity is eternity, right? Like, you're going to have to learn a bunch of new languages. Gary, like, how baffled are you by Snapchat? Because you're going to have to put up with a fucking lot of that. Right? Like, with the way things are accelerating, I can't stand the idea of what's going to happen when I'm 40.
Yeah.
Like, just the shit that I'm going to have to get used to. Self-driving cars, Gary. I love driving. Like, I'm terrified of it, but I love it.
See, the thing about the dark gift is that if I had that kind of part and parcel to this daydream is having time to do all that stuff because I wouldn't work.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a question mark that can be filled in with lots of things. Not murder at first, because I would still be sane, but I wouldn't have any problem like thieving from the rich.
Yeah.
And if you have, you know, I'd just be like, I'm a cool vampire. Give me all your money. And then I just spend my days, you know, in foppish luxury learning languages.
Sure. Like, you're just getting,
just managing my password manager to learn all the new.
Like, just funny. Hey, you know what? I'm going to learn OmniFocus finally here. I'm going to listen to Cole. No, but it's like,
they've put Ruby on Rails, have they? I shall master this new tongue. Come, my thrall.
But I'm just, Gary, like, the Twilight Zone, there was time. There's something. You always have to give something up.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought about that too. The big thing I'd be scared of is being like Cask of Amontillado'd.
Oh, yeah. Just where you're rendered immobile and mute. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be the scary thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the great thing about the dark gift, though, is that there is a way out. You just have, it's not like immortality, like, you know, like it's literally immortality. You would just have to like burn yourself alive in the sun. Like, it literally just walk outside and you're okay.
I suppose, but just like, I always think about those like the darker versions of that tale where even after you are reduced to ash or whatever, those the smallest particles, your dust, you know, is, you know, spread across the wind and you're experiencing pain, you know, all across the world, wherever the wind takes you. Right. Mm. Like, at that point, when is the consciousness separated from the carbon, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, but that can be true of when you die, too.
I suppose, like, none of us know what happens after the veil, but yeah, I just, I don't know. Like, I'm going to be comfortable with my 3 score and 10.
Huh. I think the listeners should weigh in. So text dark to 87663 if you agree with me, and text gift to 87632 if you don't want to become one of my thralls and thus agree with me on directs.
I cannot urge you enough. Do not put yourself into his system, because he will act on it.
I just like sit down with my vampire coffee and like check my database of phone numbers and be like, oh, it looks like Sam Bear is texted gift. Okay. He will be one of the first up against the wall. Yeah,
this is fucking crazy, Gary. What happened?
This was foreshadowed, Cole. We needed to create a bigger villain. We talked about it last episode,
I suppose, but I didn't think it would be one
the
of us.
Me.
Wait, it's a minute. So you're gonna go side with the fucking ill-bleed libertarian?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
I just put me to sleep. I don't care.
pour me down the drain. It's fine.
Yeah. I reject. I regift your dark
you
gift.
Renounce.
Yeah. Dark regift.
Ah, fuck. So thank you, Illusory Wall. I don't mean to draw us to a close. Is there any more in that vein we need to mine?
No, I'm good. Okay. Everyone should play Zombination.
Yep. Because, yeah, there's no reason not to.
It's delightful. Mm. What are we doing next time, Cole? Do we know?
Next time we are doing a game for the Genesis called Barney's Hide and Seek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be good.
Edifying.
At least we can talk about Barney, because that's a weird...
Oh, yeah.
Barney's weird. Yeah, if you like the show, rate and review us on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Hit us up on social media, Facebook or Twitter or what have you. Say yeah. Hi. That's nice of you. Mm-hmm. And support us on Patreon, patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
If you would like to see us live, we have two engagements coming up here kind of shortly. We're going to be at the Portland Retro Games Expo in October. I believe that is October 18th and 19th, Saturday and Sunday, to discuss an unnamed game for Watch Out for Fireballs. It may be determined by the time this episode comes out. Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to be in Columbus, Ohio at the Ohio Game Developers Expo. In order to talk about Dark Souls, we were kindly invited to speak at that thing, and I'm super excited about it. And we're going to be organizing some kind of meetup in the region there. So in case you haven't heard about it on the other shows, that is something we're very excited about.
Yeah, it'll be a good fun time in either case.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we'd love to see you. Yeah, I think that's probably it.
Just about.
So are we ready to get busy?
I think we should sync some subs.
Let's get busy.
Biddly-wee-oo.